Good morning, friends. At the Hompa Honganji Hawaii Bedsuin, we recently published a 13-page handbook entitled Funeral Services Handbook. The intent of this publication is to assist the families to have good understanding of the funeral rites and other memorial rites. If you read this handbook, you will have a good understanding of the memorial rites and the teachings of Jodo Shin Buddhism. As more members of today's Buddhist community in Hawaii are living in a multicultural society, they are not well informed of the true intent of funeral rites in Buddhism. Therefore, it is imperative that the Buddhist temples in Hawaii provide correct information about the meaning of death rites. Such memorial rites as seven-day services and one-year memorial service are not merely for the deceased. It is for us who remain to learn, in warm memory of the deceased, the power of Amida Buddha's compassionate vow, Honganriki, that enables all to live this life fully and to reach the bliss of Nirvana. The 49th day memorial service is held with this kind of understanding of Jodo Shin Buddhism. However, in most of the Buddhist schools, the 49th day services are held with some kind of fear of being punished if they do not observe that service. Thinking that this popular idea is silly, even Jodo Shin members ignore observing the 49-day service and even bomb memorial services. This has to be corrected. Sachiya Hiro, a popular Buddhist writer in Tokyo, wrote an article about meaning of observing 49-day service. He made the following 5 points of the meaning of this age-old Buddhist custom. 1. After one dies, the effect of his karma remains. It takes 49 days for this person or the spirit of this person to go to the next realm. This period is called period of suspension in English, for the spirit is in limbo during this period. 2. 1 week, Yama, or Emma-san in Japanese, that is considered to be a god in this spiritual realm, checks the person's karma in the previous life. For example, if the person was a liar, his tongue is cut off by Yama. 6 more judges check this person's karma during other 6 weeks. Thus, this person's whereabout is not determined during the 7 weeks. 3. There are 6 places for the spirits to go after death. Known as 6 realms of existence, they are Jigoku-do, hellish existence, Gaki-do, realm of hungry spirits, Chikushou-do, beasts, Shura-do, fighting spirits, Ningen-do, humans, and Tenjou-kai, heavenly beings. Mogarana's mother, who had been greedy in her life, suffered in the realm of hungry ghost after death, where she lived in insatiable hunger. 4. Wishing that the deceased loved one would not fall into any of these realms of unenlightened beings, the families and friends of the deceased went to the temples for the 7-day service up to 49 days. This Buddhist practice has been held among the Japanese Buddhists in the past. 5. members of Jodo school and the Jodo Shin school may not have to observe the 49th day service. The reason is, if they had accepted the power of compassion of Amida Buddha, they would have attained birth in Amida's Pure Land at the very moment of their death. They did not go through the 49 days of period of suspension. Now, what Mr. Sachiyahiro is saying to us, Jodo Shin Buddhists, is that those who have realized the compassion of Amida in this life and said the Nembutsu in gratitude do not go through the 49 days period of suspension, because they attain birth in the Pure Land at the moment of death. Our task then is to study the teaching of wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha while we are young and active. The power of Amida's primal vow to take the person of evil karma and to lead him to Buddha land of peace becomes the true source of human life. This compassionate vow to save the person of Onenbutsu appears as a saying of Namo Amida Butsu. Let us remember what Shindan Shonin said in Kyogyo Shinsho, I quote, "Sentient beings of the Nembutsu transcend and realize great complete nirvana on the eve of the moment of death," end quote. He says that the sentient beings of the Nembutsu attain birth in Pure Land and realizes bliss of nirvana at the moment of death. But let us not forget that it is here and now that we come to realize the power of Amida Buddha's compassionate vow. We should not wait until the moment of death. The late Reverend Shonen Tamakuni knew that he was approaching death. When he remembered that he would not go through the 49 days of period of suspension, he was happy about his birth in the Pure Land and left the following words to the family. "With fragrant breeze, return to the home of homes in one step." In original Japanese, it reads, "Kaze kaoru issoku tobi no satogaeri." What a refreshing thought during the end-of-life care. It is not the thought of going to have a journey in loneliness. It is on returning to the home of homes in the cool spring breeze, the Pure Land. It does not take many steps to reach there. It is just one big jump over the 49 days period of suspension. What then is the meaning of observing 49th day service in Jodo Shin Buddhism? That is not only to respect the deceased, that is, for those who remain, to have precious opportunities to listen to the Dharma that enables one to live this life fully and to go to Buddha land of peace at the moment of death. That is for us to thank the deceased for teaching us that there is Amida's land, embracing our human existence. Let us observe the funeral rites and memorial rites with respect to Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. If you are interested in having a copy of the 13-page handbook entitled Hawaii Betsuin Funeral Service Handbook, please drop by at the temple office on Pari Highway. We'll be happy to share the copies with you. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.